There's a pair of peregrine falcons nesting on the old Hotel Duluth downtown, next door to the North Shore Theater, and I've been watching the babies grow up. I got my first glimpse of the four nestlings on June 15th when they were still white and fluffy and very confused looking, and I've been taking pictures of them many days through my spotting scope. In barely 2 weeks, the fluff balls have grown into sleek, adult-sized falcons, much browner and darker than their parents, and with a different streaking pattern, but quite recognizable as peregrines. For weeks, I thought I could recognize one particular baby who sat at the edge of the nest box because it bore a green band on the left leg and a purple band on the right leg. But it turns out that all peregrine falcons banded in the Midwest are given that color combination, so I don't have any way of telling the babies apart from day to day. They were banded by the Hawk Ridge Bander when I was out of town in early June, and yesterday I learned that three of the babies are female, one a male. Because males are smaller and sleeker, they reach flight size quickly, and so, as is usually the case, the male is the one who fledged first. I've only been seeing three at most in the nest box for the past 2 weeks, and don't know if one has died or if the male fledgling is just somewhere else. It's been great fun watching this growing family. Saturday, one baby, it looked like a female, was out of the nest box huddled next to it on a ledge of the building. Yesterday, there were three babies back in the nest box. I watched them for a good 10 minutes, and then suddenly the father flew in, calling loudly and making dozens of passes over the nest box as the babies watched, their heads going back and forth in perfect unison as they tracked him like spectators at a tennis match. The mother flew in, too. Most of the time, she just sat on a high corner of the building watching the male, but a couple of times, the two adults flew together for a few moments. At some point yesterday, the young male was found grounded by the Union Gospel Church, and the Hawk Ridge Bander rescued him and returned him to the hotel roof. This is a very dangerous but crucial time for the babies. They need to develop their flight skills in order to survive and lead successful lives, but the more reckless they are, the more at risk they are of crashing. The parents are vigilantly watching them and encouraging them, but as we human parents know, there is a certain level of luck as well as skill in successfully fledging our young. With five or six peregrine falcons zipping about a small area of downtown Duluth, people are bound to notice. But even people who know exactly what the birds are and where the nest is seem reluctant to walk about downtown with a spotting scope or binoculars. We live in a society that ostensibly prides itself on individuality, and yet a lot of so-called individuals don't want to be seen walking around with optics. But when I've been down on the sidewalk watching the birds through my spotting scope, lots of people have stopped and taken a peek. When one of the big babies is sitting on the edge of the box or one of the parents is perched, it's a very impressive and cool sight even for the self-conscious. During the next couple of weeks, there will be more and more noticeable peregrine activity, and then suddenly the birds will vanish, moving on to the next chapter in their lives. Meanwhile, if you find yourself in downtown Duluth, look up. If you don't, you can at least see photos of the family on the internet at www.birderblog.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.